This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the bathroom?
I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I thought I found myself in a weird place, Anthony, where I'm critical of the team. I'm very upset, embarrassed because of what I said to a room full of kindergartners. But it's not the old hat of blame number four and rip him all morning long and let the calls go away on Deshaun Watson and let him have it. I didn't think he played poorly at all. I used the word well. I said, gosh, I look at the drop. There were a couple of bad drops. There was the bobble that led to the interception from Amari Cooper. I mean, everybody saw plain as day it was on there. There were definitely some points where I could be critical of him, and I will be. You know, the DeJuan Jones stuff, I don't know if that's as cut and dry as what some people want to make it be, and I think I agree with you on that. But damn it, like... I thought he played reasonably well, and I keep using qualifiers like decently, reasonably. It's very hard for me to say he played well because there's plenty of people who do not like him. I think they don't want him to play well, and if they're going to lose, they want him to suck up the room so they can get rid of him. I do believe that. That's how a lot of people think, and they don't like that I said he played well yesterday. It's not just that they lost. It's that they lost, but they didn't lose because of him. They did not lose because of him yesterday.
No, I don't think they did. Now, obviously, the last play of the game, he has to find a way to get the ball in the air. I mean, you just absolutely can't
take it. Just rather just take the pick there and that's it and have us fight it out.
Yeah, the ball needs to be up. And I know, I've seen screenshots and it looks in the screenshot like three guys are open. Watch it in real time.
Are we going to do freeze frame radio again on Wednesday?
That's all people want to do. If you actually watch the video, those plays are really hard, especially with the pocket, him needing to... find some space, it changes that dynamic so quick. So I don't understand. People are trying to break down everything into one screenshot. Just go watch the video. But overall, yeah, I thought obviously the you negate the hold call, which, you know, I think we all are in agreement, pretty ticky-tack, despite what Gene Steratore and Ross Tucker came back and took it back, that he thought it was a ticky-tack call. And then the Cooper drop. I mean, those two things changed the scope of yesterday, but it all revert back to the same question. If it comes down to two plays against the Raiders without Crosby and Devontae Adams, you're not a good football team. Well, they're not. They're not a good football team. No. And four games in, they've got a ton of weaknesses. Now, I think some of those...
And that's what makes me feel worse. It doesn't make me feel any better.
The thing that makes me feel better is I think some of those could actually get fixed. I think the season's long enough where having Njoku come back and having more of a running game, I do think those things could get fixed to some extent.
We could fix
that could change things.
Well, this is why I can't go with you on this, is that I could start to fix those problems here, but other teams have problems that they can fix as well. And if you're not winning in spite of the quarterback play, like before, it's like, hey, man, this quarterback's sucking up the room. And he was. And he's holding back this team. I could sit there and surround myself with the security blanket of, it's not a team problem, it's a quarterback problem. I can't do that. I can't do it. The offensive line sucks. We're getting ran through defensively now, again, like we were 3 years ago. These defensive linemen that we've drafted are not available or not on the offense or not on the team altogether on the roster. They're not there for you. I mean, how many times did we have to go down that list? And so now I'm bringing up old stuff that I thought was fixed now. I think that's worse. That's worse because I've seen Deshaun Watson play well before. He played on a bad football team. When he played at his best, he played on a 4-12 football team that sucked up the room around him. And I thought he played well yesterday, and he played on a team that found every way possible to lose around him, whether it be all the stuff you just talked about or a missed extra point that ended up costing us in the end. Like, I can't handle that. So it doesn't make me feel any better that he played well, because now I really don't see a way out of it because I don't have enough that's already come through in the draft. And honestly, Anthony, and maybe this is a bigger picture thing and I should wait until later this week and give myself a little bit of time to think about it. I really am starting to question the person making the picks because it's just starting to become too much. Where's Cedric Tillman yesterday? This is another third-round pick that we're not going to have. Elijah Moore's dad putting out screenshots and upset. So he's going to go ahead and he's going to become his own Scorsese, like OBJ's dad was. Like, what? It's such a top-heavy football team. And because it's so top-heavy, I'm like, man, he can play well. He can play well. And we have to play with either guys who are too old, then we'll have to shed salary, and then I'll have to play with a bunch of children. But if I don't necessarily trust the guy making the picks in the first place, we're just going to run in place. So I don't feel any better about this.
Yeah, I guess I understand everything you just said. Everything you said is accurate. I just had I had no hope if Deshaun was going to just be one of the worst quarterbacks in the NFL. And yesterday, not only was he not that, he actually looked like a big-time QB for most of that game. In fact, I told you this before the show. I have to go back and look. But from start to finish, first quarter to, well, really the end of the game, except for he needed to throw the ball at the end of the game. For four quarters, I thought that was the best he's looked in a Browns uniform. The accuracy was there. The deep play potential was definitely there. He made some huge third down throws, and they're like the worst third down team in the NFL right now. Also, that the first throw he made got leveled. I mean, he took shots yesterday and was accurate. And so that's why, if you're looking for reasons to hope, that for me is reason to hope, because the Deshaun I saw against the Giants, the Deshaun I saw against the Cowboys, being... You got to get off the contract immediately.
Yeah.
So yesterday was actually, I thought, a big-time playmaking QB that actually looked more confident throughout the game than I've seen in a while. So that, if you're asking why I'm trying to be positive at all, I have to do that. We're four games in. I'm not going to just not watch the Browns the rest of the year. I mean, if other people are doing that.
I'm not
going
to give up on it either, but damn
it. Well, it sounded like you did.
No, obviously I'm not giving up on him, but I'm going to be disgusted in what I saw.
Yeah, we're all disgusted.
And I'm going to be terrified about everything I said because you just said it was all accurate. You just said everything I said was all accurate. And so it very well could happen. So I'm not just some crazy person giving out opinions that aren't even viable or aren't even possible. It's all there. It's all possible.
But is Amari Cooper going to do this the rest of the year? Like, if he is.
Been a month.
If he is, you got to get rid of him.
Been a month.
But, well, he had a great game last week, right?
Yeah.
He was really
and
good.
And that was last week. I think we are very much week by week right now. Yeah. Yes. I love him. I hate to say it, man. Love him dearly. But that was such a killer yesterday.
He made up for it with a touchdown. They just think they called it back with a hold.
Because again, it feels very old style. You do what you can to get in your own way and lose a football game. That's what they did.
Oh, they did. Absolutely. And they missed extra point too.
Yeah, it wasn't the classic. They just do what they can and then get rolled over and then I'm just disgusted. They played well enough for me to get my hopes up and then get mad at them all over again. But it's not the same anger because I'm not mad at the QB. I'm not mad at him. Let me go to Kevin in Georgia. Kevin, you're first up on the fan.
How many touchdowns they score yesterday?
Two?
Offensively, one. It was the scripted first drive.
Yeah.
You have the highest paid quarterback in the league. We're not, I mean, he didn't really play that much better than Gardner Minshew did. They bet the farm on him and lost. It's they're not going to beat the Redskins. They're not going to beat the Eagles. They're not. And they, I don't really think
well, they play the Commanders. They don't call them that anymore there, Kevin.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Sorry about that. PC police are out in force this morning.
What is their team name? I think they kind of made that decision for you. The team name did change.
So you're not impressed by anything he did?
No.
Okay.
I mean, he's being paid $60 million a year. I wouldn't accept that performance out of Mahomes or Allen. Don't accept it out of him.
All right, Kevin, thank you very much for the call.
I mean, I understand.
That's the type of that we are
call.
Talking to those folks.
Yeah, I understand
there
that call any other week, but this one, this... I thought it was pretty clear that he wasn't even in the top five reasons lost that game yesterday.
But I understand it because they still lost. So I have to understand the call. They still lost the game. If they would have won, like when they played, remember when they played the Titans and he tripped? Remember the trip that happened when they went on play action? And the first call out of the box was bitching about that. And we went nuts. He won that game. He won that game going away and he played well in that football game. He ended up playing well in that game. I know it didn't start out too terribly great, but he ended up playing well in that football game. Like, that's where I got upset. Like, this is the same type of thing you're going to get. Because ultimately, yeah, you do pay for results, and you did not get the results that you wanted. Petten said it all the time. It's a results-based business. Did you win or did you lose?
Yeah, but I guess my thing is, do you think there's no capacity with the coach that you like, right?
Yeah.
A quarterback that looked as confident yesterday as I've seen him, and you're getting Nick Chubb, you're getting Njoku, do you think they can get better?
Yes, they can.
Well, so that's what I'm saying. Like,
but other teams
like
can
that last
get better
caller,
too.
That last caller, are they getting that kind of a
are
jolt
they?
Though in Njoku?
No,
and clearly,
no.
Clearly the Browns did not have, for whatever reason, maybe they were worried about his arm, but they did not in training camp and preseason, like they were not able to work out the things that I think they would have liked to work out.
But let me tell you this. You can't just make David Njoku some end-all, be-all fix that this thing is going to start to take off once he gets back. I don't want to turn this into waiting for Godot because we've lost plenty of games with David Njoku active on our roster over his career. Hate to tell you that. And also, what are they going to do to fix that damn defense that just got ran up and down on?
Yeah, well, Miles being a part-time player right now is really killing them because he dominates when he's in.
Yeah.
He absolutely dominates, and he'll have another.
And he showed up in the fourth quarter.
He'll
yesterday.
Have another like perfect PFF grade, but watch his snap counts. Last week he was at 53%. It's a part-time player. You know, you want to play your best guys need to play 80%. I'm wondering with that injury, what is the situation?
The Raiders going into that game, where were they rushing? I know it's only been 3 weeks.
Were they the worst?
So I can't go. Well, I want to make sure of it before I say anything, before I shoot my mouth off. They were dead last in the league, and they talked all week about how they were going to run the ball more. And they didn't just run the ball more. They poured it right down our throats for 152 yards. We had the ball for 12 minutes of the first quarter. 12 minutes. And they end up pouring the ball down our throats. You think other teams aren't going to see that and do the same thing?
So you have no faith in the defense.
I have some faith in the defense. I'm losing faith in the defense. How all of a sudden are you just getting gashed? How is that possible?
Yeah, well, I wondered again if it was one of those situations where your defensive coordinator got out-schemed in the week. Because, again, you know, JOK made those flash plays yesterday, but he and Delpit were getting blocked out of plays, bad angles. The tackling was horrendous by just about everybody. Thank God Hickman saved one touchdown and had another shoestring tackle that would have been like a 50-yard gain because it could have been way worse.
216-474-0092. Does Watson playing well make you feel any better? Did he even play well? Lima and I both say yes. For the first time in a while, Lima is upset with Kevin Stefanski. Or you're critical of Kevin Stefanski. Well, hell, it's your emotion. You go ahead and tell everybody.
Well, yeah, end of the first half, they had a situation where they could have. What was the field goal that they had already connected on? It was in the
56 yards.
56. Okay, so it's not like the wind or the rain, snow, weather was not going to be a factor on, you know, your ability to try to get something, you know, on the board right before the end of the first half. And they were sitting there again with the opportunity to kick a field goal that you saw points were going to be at a premium again all season. You can just assume that's the case for the Browns all year because, you know, 20 points is that magical threshold that they're unable to hit. Well, they could have used three more without a doubt. Could have changed the entire complexion of the game. Instead, they opt to pin the Raiders back, which they did. They pinned them back again, and I understand against the Jags, they turned that into points. You know, against Gardner Minshew a season ago, they were able to, you know, turn that into points. And so I almost wonder if Stefanski was thinking that Myles Garrett, especially goal line defense, is such a weapon that he was opting to use that for the points. But you got to kick the field goal there. You just have to. You got to trust your field goal kicker. And so here's Stefanski explaining away why they opted to punt.
Yeah, we just felt confident in that moment, just keeping them pinned deep. You know, obviously, Dustin's a guy that we certainly have confidence in, but we want to always be smart there, too.
How long would that have been again?
They were at the 40 when they punted. So they were at the Las Vegas 40. So it would have been a 57-yard.
Yeah, somewhere in there. Yeah, I agree with that.
And I get it. There's the risk-reward of you're giving up field position because of where they spot the football if you miss the field goal. But that is a weapon. I know you missed an extra point, but he had already converted a very long field goal. So I don't understand. First of all, everything has to go right for you to pin them back. You know, you have to rely on the punt to be good. Why wouldn't you rely on the field goal to be good? So someone's going to have to explain that to me. I thought that was a major gaffe. And 3 points would have meant the world of a difference in a game like that.
Well, especially because they're getting the ball coming out at half. And, you want to be able to get them. Because, again, they connected on a Daniel Carlson 34-yarder. So it only would have tied it up instead of taking the lead. And you answer the 10-point swing. You get in there maybe. Like, if it goes best-case scenario, it gets in there 13-10. I was wondering if he was just thinking, not just the Myles Garrett good and goal line or anything like that. I think it turns into, well, you didn't want to give them a short field. Is he worried about his defense in this moment, with attempting a long field goal, 57 yards, they're not guarantees. I know he's only missed one, Dustin Hopkins has. They're not guarantees, but if you do that with like a minute left to go, well, then you're getting a swing. Plus, you know, maybe he's just playing it too conservatively because I start to think about me turtling up in this situation. Okay, Tone, if you go for it, you miss the field goal. You got a minute left. If you give them an easy touchdown, now it's a 17-point swing going into halftime. And they're getting the ball back. Even if you give up a field goal, it's a 13-point swing, and they're getting the ball back. I just think he wanted them to think about not doing anything as far as getting the ball down the field. And they made a couple of plays defensively, and then they just decided to take a knee in the end on 3rd and 12 and get in at halftime. So it ended up working out in that sense because it's just the thought of, well, if we can just get some things fixed. I mean, I understand totally what you're saying because it's like, well, we could have just buried a 57-yarder, then kicked off. And then who knows where they would have had the football, and then probably at their own 30, because we're just kicking it through the end zone here. So if they would have had the ball at their own 30, are they going to be able to drive the length of the field in the time necessary to do it? 216-474-0092. Josh and Berea. Josh, you're first up on the Fan.
All right. Well, I don't know what to even say. I'm hearing that.
Well, you're on hold for quite a while. What do you have to say, Josh? Go ahead.
I'm just saying, because there's more information now. I'm hearing you guys say.
You've been on hold for how long? Know what you're going to say when you get on the air. Let's go.
Oh, boys.
We got six other people here waiting to get on, and we don't know what to say. Let's go.
Hey, I'll make the rules.
I'm in hurry-up offense this morning.
Dave in Macedonia.
Need to put points on the board.
I'm going. Dave, go right ahead. Go.
Yeah, I always have something to say. You know that. Kind of on the same page, Ken. Last week, I was proud of you when Mary Kay said, I think he sees the field. He don't see the field. Come on. I've watched 50 years of football. He doesn't see the field. But I'm proud of you for stepping up and saying that.
Well, thank you.
You're right, and I'm proud of you this morning about the inquisitory comment about Barry. 31 picks. I got 4 good ones, 4 on hold, and a lot of bad ones.
Well, you know, some people called me out on it because I said earlier today, I'm starting to think. It's not like I'm starting to think. But when you say when I say these things, it's like, you got to be careful. I got to be careful about some things I say, because once you say them.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, fantasy football owners. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that will make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that really matter. We do the work so that you can just make smart decisions. Sit back and amaze your friends. Your wide receiver one won't change, but it's the nitty-gritty, it's the flex and the waiver wire pickups. That's where your league is won or lost. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can't take them back and then you open things up to investigation. So it's like if I say a player sucks, flat out sucks, that's a harsh thing to say. If I say that a player is lazy, that's a harsh thing to say. If I'm questioning picks, well, there also has to be time given to those picks. But damn, Dave, I mean, how long have we had? And we're still looking for defensive linemen. We're still looking for wide receivers.
I mean, just to his defense, I mean, because you gave up seven top 100 picks, right? They're top 100 picks, right?
Yeah.
Third round pick is a 98. So, I mean, that's seven top 100 picks.
But even though everybody wants to blame the owner of the football team, I know who was pushing for these deals, so he knew what he was getting into.
Yeah. Was it Barry?
Again, we've been over this many times. I can't say for sure, but I've said it how many times? At least a dozen times, Dave. I've said it in the last 3 years. Is like they had to be sold on the idea of moving on from Baker Mayfield. The owner liked Baker Mayfield a whole bunch. He had to be sold on the idea. And over the course of time, it did change over the course of time because things were not good between him and the rest of that locker room by the time that season ended. No one wants to admit that now because he's doing so well in Tampa Bay, but the truth's the truth. I can't go away from what it was.
Yeah, I just don't, you know, I just think, you know, Baker aside, the sellout for Watson is quite a sellout. I mean, that is a sellout.
Well, yeah, I mean, I and Dave, I understand where you're going with this, and it sucks. It's an unfortunate thing that I have to go through here. And Dave, thank you for the call. Where I see Baker played well, Joe Flacco played well. I think it's even more poetic that Deshaun Watson played, I thought, well, and they lost the football game. And no, I can't sit there and go over the freeze frame over and over because again, I agree with what Lima says. I think it's relatively unfair to go over those freeze frames like that in the fourth quarter and in the final moment. But I had to say, hey, this is the last chance. You got to get rid of the football somehow and give somebody a chance to make a play. You can't just tuck it and take the sack. You can't do that. So it's the final play.
That's poor awareness.
It's the only chance you were going to get. You had to let the ball go. And if you throw a pick, I'll defend it. I'll defend it. If you throw one up, no one can get open, I'll defend it. It's easy for me to say that now in hindsight, but damn it, I have to. If this ever happens again, I'll defend it. You got to give somebody a chance to make a play. Daniel and Solon, you're next up in the fan. Hello, Daniel.
How you doing?
We're doing okay, Daniel. Go ahead.
I just want to say, that caller from Georgia, I think he's absolutely wrong.
Deshaun Watson played the best game he could possibly play with what he had yesterday. Yes, you got to make it. It's a collective team thing. We had drop passes. We had missed field goals. Those was killers in that game. And then he's going to say, well, does Patrick Mahomes put up that kind of game? No, he's not. You know why? Because Patrick Mahomes has a whole slew of things that Deshaun Watson don't have. He got Andy Reid. He got a hell of a offensive line. So all I'm saying is I thought Deshaun Watson played the best he possibly could play.
Well, I mean, let's be honest, Daniel. Patrick Mahomes is a hell of a lot better than Deshaun Watson. We can't make that comparison.
Well, exactly. That's why I said that Georgia caller, I don't know.
Yeah, but we can't just sit there and say, well, he's got Reed, he's got all these things. The Georgia caller, this is – Daniel, you're going to have to get used to this. If they keep losing football games, and even if he plays well, if they start winning even – or if they start losing even in spite of his play, like, it's just going to be the same thing. We're just the Houston Browns, like, because that's what they were last time. When he was good – in 2020, they were a four-win team that were terrible. They wanted to fire Bill O'Brien, then they did fire Bill O'Brien. I mean, these are still the things that we'll have to do. To fans, like I can talk about falling in love with the process and everything like that. Daniel, you know that results are the only thing that matters. So if I don't get the results, I feel like I've wasted my time as a fan.
You're right. You have to get the results, but you have to have a collective team. They're down to their third-string line. Offensive lineman.
Yeah.
They're struggling down there.
I understand.
He's like they're running for his life.
I understand.
Everybody else got time to throw the ball.
But that's why I said he played well, though. I'm not even fighting you. I thought he played well, but it did to a fan. If they lose the ball game, what am I to say to a fan that's still upset about losing a game? That's what fans do. They get mad about losing.
You got to look at the whole perspective.
The whole perspective is they're 1-3. They're paid to win football games. That's what they are.
Everybody's paid to win, not just Deshaun. The whole team's paid to win.
Uh-huh. I said they, meaning all of them. They're paid to win games.
Yep.
That's all. It's frustrating, I know. And ultimately, I agree with you. I do. I know we're getting nitpicky because we're all upset because they lost, and thank you very much for the call. I'm as frustrated as anybody. But that's where I'm stuck at. Like, I had a game where the quarterback played well. I can't make an argument for him because they lost the game. They lost the game. And they found Brown's ways, old Brown's ways to do it, which I hate. I just want to throw up in a bucket after I say something like that because that's something I hate. When people say it's like, you haven't watched games, you don't watch games to begin with, do you? It's just on in the background and you say you're a Browns fan. But when you watch that game, it's like, yeah, you found old, terrible ways to lose the football.
That's the really hard part about it is the Ronnie McLeod, the fumble and the recovery for a touchdown. Like, that's not old Browns. That's something different. That was a team making
missing
a play.
Missing the extra point afterwards is old Browns. Yeah, that's old Browns. Yeah, making a play and then immediately doing something that everybody in the room goes, that's going to cost us later on. I mean, did you hear Nathan? Did you hear Nathan? I mean, Nathan's been here 13 years, just as long as we have. Do we have the that Nathan had? It was a groan that was more guttural than I think Doug ever had. And Doug had seen a lot of bad Browns games. So, Rodney McLeod making a great play and scoring a touchdown and JOK causing the fumble, that's great. But when you lose, when you miss an extra point after, we get this.
20-16, and now Dustin Hopkins, point after try, is up and... Oh, did he miss it? He missed it wide to the left. Oh, you got to be kidding me.
That's only the sound a guy who's seen a lot of Browns and a lot of Browns games that they found ways to lose makes.
Well, you said after the McLeod touchdown, you thought they were going to win. Did you think they were going to lose after the missed extra point?
Hell yeah, I had a bad feeling
after that. So it was just
that?
That was it?
Yes! Because I'm looking, Anthony, you had the stupid bobbled pass. Yeah, the holding call did not happen yet. The holding call did not happen yet.
About the one off the chest of Amari Cooper.
They're running I'm going, man, it's just fate. It starts to enter. You start to blame fate. It's not fair. There's no reason to it. But you start to look at fate differently. Like, you guys are just going to find ways to just lose the game. We're going to find ways. Last year, you found ways to win. Last year, there was a lot of things that just, it's not where the ball bounced your way. Quite the contrary. Your turnover margins were ridiculous last year. You couldn't get one, and you kept giving the ball up. But things bounced your way. This year, it doesn't happen. And usually, you can't rely on that from year to year. So, I can't say I'm terribly surprised when you complete this great pass to Amari Cooper, and off he goes. into the wild blue yonder, and we look like it's going to be fantastic. And there's a flag on the play.
That stretch, though, last year, that was a December stretch. Are you saying this team is incapable of doing something like that?
Well, the game they won in Indianapolis where they should have lost happened in, what, September?
Right, October.
It was week six. Week six, so it was October. You're right.
You mentioned last year. The last year, what we talk about is that December run with Flacco. The question is, can this team, especially they'll have Chubb back by then, they'll have Njoku back by then, do you think they are incapable of being able to do that? A lot of fans do. A lot of fans right now are acting like they can.
I don't think so. And I'm by the way, I'm not even talking about the Flacco run. I wasn't even mentioning that. No. Like the game against Baltimore where he played like garbage in the first half, as bad as anybody we've ever seen, and then he played really well in the second half, and they came back from 14 down twice and won that football game. Like that's the type of things that I'm talking about. Do you have that in you? Not just as a quarterback. I'm not even worried about the quarterback as of this conversation here with this game. It's not just about the quarterback. It's about the entire team. Do you have it in you again? Or are we just too hurt, too tired, too off schedule?
Sometimes you just need a fix.
FML, my life.
My life.
FML,
fix my life.
Kenny, what do we do?
Fixing lives.
My life.
Well, Friday we were feeling really good. Ken had issued his guarantee. The kids in Sheffield were losing their minds. They're absolutely loving it. The kindergartner. Who was the woman who called up? It was Heather, the kindergarten teacher over there in Sheffield. Here was the call.
Guys, do you want Ken to guarantee a win for the Cleveland Browns?
Yeah.
It's that easy.
Heather.
Guarantee a win. Nobody else. You, Ken. We need to hear it right now. Five-year-old.
I can't turn down the
keys. Let's go.
I guarantee a win. I guarantee they're going to beat the Raiders.
Now, they ended up not beating the Raiders. In fact, after that came out, we got new information that the two best players for the Raiders were not going to play in that game. Davante Adams, you might have heard of him. Max Crosby, who is as good as anybody this year, he did not play in that game either.
I think Max Crosby's a top 10 player. To the other players in the NFL, I think like he was in the top. Yeah. I think he was 10th in the NFL top 100. So I will never ever be making another guarantee ever again.
Yeah. So that's the question today. Can Ken confidently say what he just said, or do you think Kenny will just renege on this and get caught up in the emotion of the moment again, like even later this year? Like if the Browns have a 2-game winning streak, will there be a guarantee the following week?
No guarantee of the Browns or no guarantee of anything.
It took me four. I don't think I'll guarantee anything. I don't think I'll guarantee anything.
Because I don't believe you can hold back from that.
It took me 4 years to even consider guaranteeing again.
And then you just started guaranteeing away.
What about for the Guardians?
No, God, no, no. I'm not going to put the Maloik on them.
Two seed in the playoffs?
No, hell no. I'm not going to put, no, sorry. Absolutely not. And not on the Cavs either. They didn't do anything to deserve this. Neither the Guardians or Cavs did anything to deserve any of that. That ain't going to happen. No, not a chance. I won't guarantee another game possibly coming up on November 3rd between two people on this show.
Huh.
I ain't going to guarantee that. I'll tell you that now.
I'll take one of those, please.
It's over. And the reason it's over, if this microphone would work, damn it, the reason it is over is because you can get an old lady to call me up. I'm not going to guarantee her. You can get a nice old man to call me up. Ain't going to guarantee them. Once I've guaranteed children and let children down, there's no guarantee I'm willing to make anymore. That's it. I've let down the one group of individuals you don't want to ever let down. You don't want to let down kids. And the only thing I can do to make myself sort of feel better was to tell them at the very beginning of the show today that life is a series of disappointments. Get used to it and take a lesson from this and learn to enjoy the good times. Right now, you are a child. Learn to enjoy this time because someday you're going to grow up and you're going to have a mountain of responsibilities and there's going to be a lot of things that are terrible. Like children go through this moment where your life is fun with little spots of obligation and you wish that you were old and then you become a grown-up and all of a sudden you realize life is just nonstop obligation with little bits of fun interspersed in between and you can never go back there. You can never, ever, ever, ever go back to childhood ever again. There's nothing. You get like weeks off at a time, like when you go on vacation, and even that's not even true. Even that's not even there. The retirement commercials that you see up there where there's old people hang gliding and sailing and painting and pictures in the woods, that's all fake too. Most people just want to be tired and left alone and maybe go on a walk with their dog every now and then. That's it. So to all those little kids out there in Sheffield Lake, I'm really sorry. I'm really sorry that what happened happened, and I wish I could do anything I could for them to win that football game for you yesterday. But there's nothing I could do. Okay? Sorry about it. 216-474-0092. Hopefully they don't even remember. That's all I got to say about that. There's no more guarantees anymore.
So we've talked mostly about the offense today.
You worried about the defense, too.
Yeah, the defense... Man, I could make the argument that defense was a bigger problem yesterday, especially considering who you were going up against, and that it seemed, again, like you went up against a team that knew your defensive tendencies and exploited them. We saw that last year at times with Schwartz, obviously in the puff game. My God, we'll never forget that one. And this is what's so hard. This was a defense that, you know, we felt really, really good about. I wondered if there was going to be a little regression just because, hey, it's another year in the system. Teams are going to be knowing what you're up against. And obviously having Miles look like a part-time player right now, that is a crusher. But we thought that we had enough on that defensive line that they would be able to kind of come at you in waves. And that just really hasn't been the case.
Oh, the defensive line you're talking about there? Yeah, I mean, the defense, I can't sit there and say it's an unmitigated disaster unlike anything we've ever seen. They gave up 20 points yesterday. They just haven't been able to put up 20 points in 4 weeks of football. It's never happened. The chance we thought it was going to happen, it got called back on a penalty that I still thought was a tight call to make. But, you know, I'm a Browns fan, so that's going to happen. But when you have a team sit there and talk all week that they were going to run the ball, Antonio Pierce, every time they stuck a mic in front of his face this week, he said he was going to run the football. And there's so many times in the NFL, this is what I was so scared by. I mean, made nervous. So many times you hear lip service from coaches. 99.9%, we're going to do this more. We're going to do that more. They hear what the fans are complaining about, or their PR people tell them what the fans are complaining about, and they get the questions from the media, and they say, we're going to do this more. We're going to do... And they really rarely do it. You kind of are what you are. I was so shocked to see a team that, in the first few weeks, really didn't try to establish a run. Just pour it like they did. And run through you like they did, and really commit to running the ball. I mean, you saw one of these drives here. I mean, it's just Samir White the entire time. Left, right, then they get Tyreek McAllister involved. Then they got Mattinson involved, too. He had, like, what? He averaged 12 yards a carry? He only carried the ball 4 or 5 times.
And did we mention those running backs at all last
no.
week?
Like
that's what I mean. We're looking at these games on paper, and we're like, wow, the Browns have more talent than this team. But it's like guys you've never heard of, at least I've heard of them in college, yeah. But guys that most of our fans weren't really reciting, we got to worry about their running game and their running backs this week. You have to take that into consideration.
It's 10-0, beginning of the second quarter, okay? Browns are still on defense going over. At the beginning of this, 2nd and 9, White a draw. Then they threw an out. Then on 1st down, White stretched right. Then they threw it out. Then White again. Then McAllister. Then White. Then White on a draw on 2nd and goal. Then they had the end round with Trey Tucker, the kid from CVCA, where they did the quick reverse there.
Yeah.
And it, by the way, who handed the ball off to him? It was White. Like, they committed to the run. You rarely ever see that where they talk about it and then they're about it. And that's what scares me going, oh, God, if a team can just run like this who's not very good at running the football, if they can run like this, that means if my offense is bad, and this is why I'm very worried, Anthony, if my offense is bad, then teams can just get a score, get a lead on us, and then play keep away if they can run the football. That's what's scary. So there's a lot of things that make me nervous that, frankly, I'm not going to be able to even be calmed down until Rodney steps in tomorrow. That's it. Like, that terrifies me. Because if my offense is struggling, my defense has to be that much better. And if I can't stop the run, that means that they can score 15 points, 14 points, I should say, and then just keep the ball away from us. And we ain't going to be able to get back in because our offense isn't good.
Well, and we're going to play teams that have a much, much better rushing attack than what we went up against yesterday.
Yes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, fantasy football owners. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception, a podcast dedicated to the wide receivers. Are you as confident in your flex as you are in your wide receiver one? I didn't think so. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.